The aircraft banked on its final circuit, then its nose went down and it started the descent. Above him, the voice was loud, shouted over the increased pitch of the engine noise.
I tell you, this has been a journey from hell.
A voice barked back.
You want to do it every week, sir, then you get kind of used to hell.
It's the shit bucket, isn't it? That's the smell I can't get rid of.
I'd say, sir, that having to wipe their arses for them is worse than the smell.
He was ignored. Might not have existed. He was as much a piece of cargo as the crates loaded with them onto the transport aircraft after he and the four others had been secured on the steel floor. It might have been 4 days or five since the journey had started. He didn't know. They had landed three times, or four, for refueling. Now the aircraft dived. He knew it was the last leg. If it had not been for the straps that held him, he would have slid down the floor of the fuselage, then cannoned into an obstruction. He did not move. Could not. He sat on a small cushion of thin foam, but the floor rivets were too prominent for the cushion to protect his backside, and the cushion was damp from the urine he had leaked during the bad turbulence on the first leg. He could not move because of the strapping that held him in place, and the others. In the spiraling descent, his sandals bounced into the back of the man in front of him, and behind him, feet bruised his lower spine below his fastened wrists. He was coming back as he had gone out, trussed on the floor of the aircraft. His wrists were manacled by chains then fastened round his waist, and more chains shackled his ankles. Webbing straps that would normally have held cargo in place were looped through each elbow and back to the fuselage sides. Another strap across his chest restrained forward movement, and a last strap was woven through his legs.